where local and regional musicians come to play. The Homegrown Rocker.
Welcome back to the Homegrown Rocker. Again, I'm the Professor Jim Price. Gordon Titsworth of Images of Eden is my guest this evening. And Gordon, you established early on in our conversation that you have kind of made Images of Eden the central focal point. You're not currently working with anybody else at the moment, right?
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. I mean, this is I used to do multiple original projects, but no, this is it, man. This is all of my eggs are in this basket. This is my baby. Now, that being said, I mean, it's funny because oft times I front the Maiden tribute called an Iron Maiden tribute called Maiden America. That's local here in PA, and so that's kind of what I do. You know, offline, it's a really killer gig. It keeps my chops up, and it kept my chops up well enough to allow me to go on tour. But yeah, I mean, other than that, no, that's just a fun jam, something that you know, we all love to do. But this is it, man. Images of Eden's my baby. And it will always be. So I have no intentions of doing anything else. There's just not enough hours in the day anymore.
All right. Of course,
you know, it's kind of like watch out what you wish for. You know, when you hit the next ladder rung of success, it takes a lot more of your time. So I said, hey, that's a good problem. I hope I have someday.
Yep. And of course, we've played a few of those other projects you've been involved with. The one name that comes to mind too is Savage Bliss. I played some
Absolutely.
Of their stuff as well. All right. How have your long-range goals changed at all since we last spoke?
You know, I think they've just become more focused. I mean, we've waited forever to go on tour. Well, we did that for Soul Rise. And, I mean, Metal Church and Doro Pesh from Warlock, I'd listened to both of them ever since before I had a driver's license. So that was extremely cool. It's funny because I got to meet several people that I've looked up to for many years as musicians. And one of them has become a close friend who is actually a vocal influence of mine. So it's weird. You kind of see the world through a little bit of a slightly different eyes when you get, you know, beyond just the local level. But, you know, as far as where we're headed now, as far as my long-term goal, I'm now going to be upgrading my studio equipment in the next couple of months. So I'm going to actually mix and master Images number 6 when the time comes. And between that and looking to get on a big tour, we're finally getting to the point to where it looks like we might be able to get to Europe in 2022. We've got a couple of guys working to get us on some festivals over there. So it just looks like more doors are opening now. So we're just going to keep, you know, kicking them open and just, you know, dropping grenades everywhere we go.
Yep, and just keep riding it as long as it's able to be ridden.
Exactly.
Yep. All right. What is the most rewarding part of what you do? What keeps you going? And I guess you already kind of answered that a good bit with the stuff that's been happening lately.
Yeah, you know, it's weird. It's kind of a cycle. It's kind of like you start writing a new album, and it goes through the whole writing process. Then we're going through the whole mixing process. Then we're going back and forth with the mixing process. Then we're talking about a tour, and then we hurry up and wait for a while. And then you go on tour, and the touring's insane. And then you start it over. You know, I think there is really huge fulfillment in all of those areas. To me, writing and creating the music is probably one of the most uplifting pieces of the puzzle for me. It's a place where I can really just zone out, get into my own little world, and just sort of connect with the man above. And because I know I'm in tune with him, and he's definitely on my side. So writing is definitely a huge piece of it. But, you know, when you get on stage and you know, that crowd is loving what you're doing, it's huge. I mean, when we went on tour, that was my first full U.S. tour. We started out west in Vegas, and we ended in Massachusetts. It was 30 days. And I mean, night after night, it's just, you know, your whole day shifts. You wake up in the morning, you hurry up and get out of your hotel room, you get on the road, you sit, you know, when we're doing PR the whole time on the road from the night before, the couple days before, I mean, everything's blowing up. You get to the next place, you get to the venue, you unload, more hurrying up and waiting. But when you get on stage, and I mean, it's just every night is filled with craziness. I mean, we get off stage, we go to the merch booth, there are people taking selfies, signing stuff. I mean, we're signing Broken Cymbals, signing LPs, signing. I mean, it was crazy. It was just like, you know, all of a sudden it's like you springboard to this next level, and we just kind of look at each other like, are we in the Twilight Zone or something? Is this for real? And I'll tell you, that the tour was absolutely amazing, but when I got home, I slept for almost a week straight. It just knocked me down so hard. I don't even know if I answered your question. I mean, I hope I did.
Yeah, I think you did. I think you did. I think you addressed it. All right, well, let's go with something else off the new album. This time, tell us about Where Dreams Begin.
Old school style Images song. That's the best I can do. I love this song. I love the melodies. It just fell together really well. And this will have an old school feel. I love the lyrics here. It's basically very straight up. We were all given a gift. We were given a dream. We were given something that we are supposed to pursue. And some people never find it or never realize it, but it's pretty simple. I mean, we just follow our heart, follow what we're good at, and it'll all come to us. We will find what we are meant to be doing. And you'll know it because it's easy for you. You'll know it because everything just aligns perfectly. You don't even have to put too much effort into it. But it's definitely kind of like from a fatherly perspective if you read the lyrics. But it's definitely, definitely a great message and an uplifting message.
Let's give it a listen. Where Dreams Begin, another new one from Images of Eden off the Angel Born album. And you are hearing it on the Homegrown Rocker.
dreams begin.
It's time for a local music flashback on the Homegrown Rocker.
Q94 Classic Rock and the Homegrown Rocker. Every week on the show, we dig into the archive and pull out a piece of music from a past band or artist of the area music scene, which we call a local music flashback. Tonight, going back to 1995, 26 years ago now, for a band that used to be a pretty frequent flyer on Altoona area stages out of the Pittsburgh area called Ashes to Ashes. We heard their song Sex, Beer, and Money, and that is from one of several albums that Ashes to Ashes put out in the 90s called 2 Months, 2 Days. Again, the album from 1995. That lineup, Dave Campbell on drums and percussion, Andrew C. Bell on lead vocals and guitar, Ed Beeler on bass and vocals, Tom Stoops on keys and vocals. But again, remembering Ashes to Ashes and the song Sex, Beer, and Money from 1995, this week's local music flashback. And also back there, we heard from Images of Eden, another track off the Angel Born album called Where Dreams Begin. And one more time, we have Gordon Titsworth as our guest this evening on the phone line with us on the Homegrown Rocker. Gordon, a question I put to, in front of you every time you're on this show, because I figure maybe the list changes every so often, but is there anybody behind the scenes that you would like to thank or acknowledge at this point in time for the continued, and I guess I should say maybe even increasing success of this band?
Yeah, well, I tell you, first and foremost, Steve Dorsum, our drummer. I met Steve during, when I was brought in to do the Born of Fire, Dead Winter Sun album in 2014. We co-released that album together, and we saw eye to eye everywhere. And I knew he was going to be the drummer for Images, so I threw Soul Rise at him and said, hey, what do you think? And he said, that's it. I'm in. We would not be where we are today without Steve. And it's straight up, we would not be where we are. And there's a million reasons I can get into, but I'm just going to say that. I mean, he's sort of we're sort of yin and yang. You know, between the two of us, we handle everything, and we handle business so perfectly together. Could not have found a better business partner, better band member, and brother. It's just straight up. Now, that being said, I mean, Tim King and Mark Nawara from Pavement Entertainment, these guys took a chance on us. They put their butts on the line a little bit, and, I mean, they've pulled personal favors. And, I mean, these guys are, again, we wouldn't be where we are without these guys. These guys are absolutely amazing, straight up. And, I mean, you know, all the guys in the band, we've got five amazing friends, brothers that work together. And, I mean, I have to say, my wife, man, she has been the biggest supporter since day one. She knows how much time this takes. Because when you're a musician, it's not what you do, it's what you are, and it's an absolute obsession. You know, I'll hang up the phone and wash my hands for an hour and a half. That's pretty much how it goes. But yeah, I mean, all of them, I don't even know where to go from there. Just been amazing people and huge, huge supporters.
What else would you like to tell our listeners about yourself or Images of Eden 2021? Is there anything that we haven't covered thus far that you want to share with the listeners?
No, I don't think there's anything we haven't. Just definitely check out Angel Born. It's out worldwide, digital, physical, CD, double LP, imagesofeden.com, sort of the one-stop shop, but we're on all social media, everywhere you could possibly go. And as you know, Jim, the nothing ever stops. I'm literally about 10 songs into the sixth album as far as arrangements goes. So start this one early, and hopefully we'll have a semi-timely release after Angel Born.
All right. And of course, as far as how listeners can get a hold of the new Angel Born, you already kind of covered the bases there. And I should also mention the YouTube, there's definitely some videos up. Make sure, listeners, you check those out as well. Gordon, one more song we'll get into here. What would you like to tell us about animation in a still world?
This song is actually, I would say, single number 4 from the album, and we're probably not going to release it until later the spring or even the summer. We're just going to let the momentum run and kind of see how things go. So it's kind of it's going to be a moving target for a little while, but this song is a little bit different than any of the other songs on the album. This song very much calls out the mainstream media and how the mainstream media divides us. The mainstream media controls us. It lies on both sides. It takes one side, spreads lies about the other side, goes to that other side, spreads lies about this side. They basically light the fuse and get away and watch us just cannibalize each other. I think we would all do extremely well in this world, and especially in this country, if we realize that the media's job is to divide us. It's not to unite us. And it's clear to see everywhere you go. And I think that it's pretty safe to say that the media had a very big hand in just running this COVID thing into the ground and been making everybody live in fear. And it doesn't have to be that way. So we're basically calling out the evils of the world that are the mainstream media.
All right. We're going to get to the song here in a quick moment. Once again, I want to remind everybody, I have until 10 o'clock if you have not yet set in your email entry to have a shot at winning a copy of the Angel Born album. Again, homegrownrocker@gmail.com is the email address. Send an email, put your name in the body of the email so I know who to get in touch with if you do win the album. I'll randomly pick out 3 emails at the end of the show, and those would be the winners of the Angel Born album. You have until roughly 10 o'clock, the end of tonight's Homegrown Rocker, to do so. So again, it's your shot at an Angel Born CD. Well, Gordon, I want to take time out to thank you for being a part of the Homegrown Rocker once again. Very insightful, very interesting conversation this evening. And again, I hope we're turning people on to the new album and getting people psyched to see you guys when you get back out on the road.
Absolutely. And Jim, I can't thank you enough, man. Like I said, you've covered us since the first album. So really appreciate you. And thanks for continuing to have me. And, you know, hopefully I can be back with when the sixth one's out.
All right. Well, yeah, just give me a hoot and we'll go ahead and put that together when it's ready to go.
Absolutely.
All right. Let's give a listen to Animation in a Still World. New music from Images of Eden. And once again, you are hearing it on the Homegrown Rocker. Q94 Classic Rock. Finishing up this week's edition of the Homegrown Rocker with one more song from Images of Eden off the Angel Born album and the song Animation in a Still World. That's one of the more intriguing tracks off of the new Angel Born album. Want to thank Gordon Titsworth for taking time out once again to speak with us this evening on the program and enlighten us about the new Angel Born album. And time is running out if you have not yet submitted your email to homegrownrocker@gmail.com for your chance to win one of three copies of the Angel Born album we're giving away this evening. We close off the entries at the end of this program, and then we'll pick three winners randomly and let you know if you've won. So again, time running out on that. Thanks for listening to the Homegrown Rocker. I'm the Professor Jim Price. Hope you enjoyed the show. Hope you enjoyed our conversation with Gordon Titsworth. And if you liked any of the bands you heard this evening, whether Images of Eden or any of the other groups we played over the past 2 hours, make the efforts to get out and see these bands perform when they get on area stages. Stages starting slowly and gradually to open back up. And hopefully, as more restrictions get lifted, more people get vaccinated, hopefully, sooner rather than later, we'll see things get back to some semblance of normalcy. But keep supporting area musicians as we continue to get things backed up to speed on the area music scene. Thanks once again to our sponsor of the program. Again, the Homegrown Rocker brought to you by Dr. Michelle Sod Barnes Optometry in Hollidaysburg. See why good vision is more than 20/20. And also brought to you by Pennsylvania Musician Magazine, available in print form at music venues and music stores, or check out the digital issue online at pamusician.net.
You've been listening to the Homegrown Rocker. Bands and musicians interested in having music aired on the program are welcome to submit their broadcast quality recordings. Send CD recordings to the Homegrown Rocker, 2513 6th Avenue, Altoona, PA 16602. Or drop them off at the Homegrown Rocker business offices during normal hours. And email digital music files to homegrownrocker@gmail.com. The Homegrown Rocker.
The Homegrown Rocker is brought to you by Dr. Michelle Sod Barnes Optometry in Hollidaysburg. See why good vision is more than 20/20.